This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday assailed Republican-led states, pushing to tighten voting rules, calling it an unfolding assault on liberty. Republicans say they're tightening voting rules so that no election fraud occurs in the future and that Americans can have confidence that votes are fairly counted. But Biden, in perhaps the most emotional speech of his six-month presidency, contended that the 28 laws already adopted in 17 states, quote, make it harder for Americans to vote. Without naming his predecessor, Biden rebuked former President Donald Trump for his continuing claims that he was cheated out of another four-year term in the White House by voting and ballot counting fraud in last November's election. The big lie, Biden said, is just that, a big lie. His audience, gathered at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia, applauded. Biden called again for the Senate to pass voting rights legislation already approved by the House of Representatives. It would nationalize congressional and presidential election rules. That would override the newly enacted state restrictions that Biden and Democratic lawmakers say would especially inhibit voting by minorities who most often vote for Democrats. In a related story, more than 50 Democratic members of the Texas legislature defied calls for their arrest on Tuesday, a day after they fled Texas to thwart efforts to pass voting restrictions. They came to Washington, D.C. and said they would stay to push for federal voting reform. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, has vowed to arrest the lawmakers who left the state on Monday. Their departure denied the state legislature the quorum required to approve the voting limits. More on this story and all the stories we're covering is at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll in the June 24th partial collapse of the Champlain Towers South in Surfside, Florida, reached 95 on Tuesday, with 85 bodies identified. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told reporters Tuesday that the work of identifying the victims is becoming more difficult with the passage of time. She said 14 people remain unaccounted for. The search for survivors officially ended last Wednesday, nearly 2 weeks after a section of the 12-story building collapsed. No one has been found alive at the site since the day of the collapse. A grand jury investigation into the cause of the disaster is in progress, and at least six families have filed separate lawsuits. The tragedy in Surfside has prompted the review of other buildings in Miami-Dade County, two of which have been evacuated. One of those buildings is the county courthouse. The U.S. State Department strengthened its warnings to businesses about growing risks of supply chain and investment links to China's Xinjiang region on Tuesday, citing forced labor and human rights abuses there. In a statement, the agency said investments connected to Xinjiang run a high risk of violating U.S. law. The State Department was joined on the advisory by the Department of Labor and the U.S. Trade Representative, showing broad cooperation on the issue across the U.S. government. The advisory said China's government continues what it called horrific abuses in Xinjiang and elsewhere, quote, targeting Uyghurs, ethnic Kazakhs, and ethnic Kyrgyz, who are predominantly Muslim, and members of other ethnic and religious minority groups. China denies abuses and says it has established vocational training centers in Xinjiang to address religious extremism. The U.S. State Department Tuesday called for calm in Cuba after the biggest protests in decades against the island's communist government roiled the country on Sunday. State Department spokesman Ned Price said during a news briefing, "We call for calm and we condemn any violence against those protesting peacefully. And we equally call on the Cuban government to release anyone detained for peaceful protest." Some 150 protesters have been arrested, and according to Reuters, only 12 have been released. Spain has called on Cuba to release a Spanish reporter, Camila Acosta, who was detained on Monday while covering the events. And an official with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency administration has told VOA that one of the suspects implicated in the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was a DEA informant. He confirmed the information in an email to VOA and said the suspect reached out to his contacts at the DEA after the assassination and was urged to surrender to local authorities. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.